Okay, welcome to the this is the first episode where I've rebranded. Just wanted to rebrand to a different name. Still the same content, as you guys know, but we're continuing my Celtic Frost retrospective with and we have reached the disaster of an album released in 1988. Guys, I didn't like this album. It should have been forgotten and left to rot. Yeah, very few albums will I say they should be forgotten and left to rot. This is one of those albums that should rot and never be talked about, really. You know the album is awful when the man behind it says things such as, "Possibly the worst album created in heavy music and an utter piece of shit." Along with the album not receiving a vinyl reissue or being on any streaming service. That's not a warning, I don't know what is. The only way to describe listening to this album is that it is a chore start to finish. I was bored out of my mind while listening to this. When I wasn't annoyed with it, if you will. This album lacks the signature Tom G. Warrior level of direction and quality of the other albums. This album is mostly a very much a label-driven album with the sudden change of direction with no real build-up to it. Honestly, this album also has some really forgettable tracks. Some of I mean, there's no memorable shit on this, really. On the scale of bad albums, now this is on the scale with other shitty records, right? Compared to the likes of Saint Anger, Octagon, Risk, Catharsis. This is up there, man. This is genuinely one of the worst fucking albums I've ever heard. And I'm not fucking around here. Before I end this, but this is a short review, 'cause man, you know this is horrible. The track list in here. We have Human, Seduce Me Tonight, Pity Obsession, They Were Eagles, Cherry Orchards, Juices Like Wine, Little Velvet, Blood on Kisses, Dance Sleazily, Rose Without Thorns. This is not. No, dude. I'm fucking sorry, man. Those song titles are awful. And they sound like really shitty glam songs. Even the band's image changed with this, and it shows. I mean, it fucking shows. The change in direction, man. It's straight up. Man, why? Like this, you could tell, man, the label wanted this shit. Now, on a good note, this will be the only album with this lineup, with Amberg being fired after the release of this disaster. And after this, we will get a much better record. But sadly, the damage done by this was already done. Some people didn't even listen to that one, sadly. I'm here to tell you, that's a much better fucking album. But yeah, this album is downright terrible. Cannot recommend this to anyone, even someone I really dislike. I don't even see an appeal to this, you know? Like with a lot of shitty things, right? You know, it's shitty new metal or something like that. You can make the argument, oh, maybe it's a gateway to the real shit or whatever. This ain't it, man. This really ain't it. Yeah, I don't see anyone listening to this and finding this as a gateway album. This album's downright tedious, awful. Can't recommend this one at all. Yeah, this is just bad, man. I can't. That's all I have to say, man. It's just downright fucking atrocious. Okay? But yeah, guys. Stay tuned for the next episode where I just talk about an album that's actually, well, you guessed it, decent. Yeah, guys, keep it brutal.